Welcome to the Mentally Strong Podcast.
Finishing up the grief series, and so pulling myself together and talking about gratefulness in grief. And then we're going into Thanksgiving and then the holiday season and, you know, finding that gratefulness. And what does gratefulness do to our mental health and our mental strength? I know that so many people talk about this, just, you know, think positive, you know, make a gratitude list and you will be happy. And, you know, there's a struggle there because there's absolutely some truth to that. And when I am at my worst and I take the negative thoughts that are going on in my head and I try to find a positive for each of those negatives, I know that it's lifting my mood. But it's almost like our negative thoughts are fighting ourselves, right? It's like, no, but these negative thoughts are real and they're true, and so therefore I don't want to think positive. And this is where the choice comes in. And this is why we, you know, when we talk about the Mentally Strong Method, it's about the whole picture. It's about thinking through those thoughts, but not ruminating in them, organizing them, and deciding what you're going to do with them. And so being grateful in the midst of difficulty and pain is a choice. And I'm not saying, you know, going around being fake and not, pretending to be grateful when you're really, you know, angry or hurting. Like, you have to go through this process so that it's genuine and real. But, you know, I have been through a lot of grief. And as you heard, I have an anticipatory grief coming. And that's scary. And I was even reading a motivational book recently, and it was just like, yeah, just predict your future by thinking positive into that. And I probably cannot stop the DRPLA in my family. So how can I be grateful? How can I take this and find happiness and joy? And that doesn't mean I'm grateful for DRPLA. Definitely not. But I am grateful for the time I had with Reggie and his purpose here. He touched so many people. There was a time for a whole year we did what we called Reggie therapy, which was this hands-on therapy, and he touched the lives of so many of my nursing students. They still follow me today. I am grateful for Maya. I struggled with, you know, what is her purpose? She didn't have this big following like Reggie did. And, you know, people that meet her, they think, oh, she's so sweet, but there's not like this huge, you know, amount of people following her. But there was this one person outside of my family that fell in love with Maya. And that's Tatiana. And I'll tell you, I truly believe that Maya saved Tatiana's life. And if you don't know her story, but it's wrapped up in a lot of really hard decisions and trauma and substance use. And, you know, she fell in love with Maya, and she has this bond that is saving Tatiana's life. So if Maya's only purpose on this earth is to save Tatiana's life, it's worth it. So I'm grateful for that relationship. I am grateful for, you know, if it wasn't for DRPLA, I wouldn't have moved to Colorado, been able to start my own business and share the Mentally Strong Method with everyone. Like, I wouldn't even created the Mentally Strong Method. So there's there is ways to actually find gratitude in grief and in trauma. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying to ignore the pain, because in my previous videos about grief, I talk a lot about controlled grief. You have to feel that pain, but let's find some gratitude in it. Take your pain and make a gratitude list specifically around that pain. And it's going to be difficult because the pain is greater than this feeling of gratitude. but you can do it. And that's how we keep moving forward. That's how we find that strength. That's how we help other people, when we can find that. It's easy to say, oh, I'm grateful I'm from the U.S. I'm grateful I have a house. I'm grateful I have a car. We almost expect those things. But it's really hard when we've been through pain that we feel like no one else has been through, to find gratefulness. And I am not happy that my family has DRPLA, but I am grateful for the lives that are being changed because of it. I am finding my mental strength every day. You can find your mental strength in this gratitude, because you are mentally strong.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information, visit our website, www.mentallystrong.com,